This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and now it's time for the Market Wrap. We have Sean Tanis in the studios with us. The Philippines has permanently banned Sanofi's controversial dengue fever vaccine, which created a health scare in the country. This is quite a blow for the country, I heard.
Indeed, the Philippines Food and Drug Administration says Sanofi failed to submit post-approval documents that clears the vaccine called Dengvaxia, and these critical documents are required by the country's regulator, which earlier suspended the vaccine for a year back in December 2017. And this is due to some doubts over its efficacy. And Philippines FDA released a statement which says it's a brazen defiance of FDA's directives, and Sanofi's continued failure to comply leaves us no other recourse. And Bloomberg reported that the French drug maker did not immediately respond to requests for comments, but the company in the past has said that the Philippines' suspension of the program was not related to the product profile of the vaccine itself.
So Malaysia was among countries that was considered to be a big market for this vaccine at some point, but last year the Ministry of Health said it will study the Dengvaxia vaccine and wait for more research before looking into it, perhaps, you know, a little more seriously. Were many regulators, you know, waiting for developments in the Philippines?
I guess. Last year, Deputy Health Minister Dr. Lee Boon Chye said the government was still waiting for the research results to decide if the vaccine would be beneficial. And this includes how it reduces dengue cases and also the cost, how effective the program is going to be. And among countries where the vaccine was previously approved for marketing include Mexico, Brazil, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and also Singapore. The Philippines is one of them, where they vaccinated over 700,000 children in a free immunization program, but it was suspended later over fears that it could cause severe dengue if given to those who never had the disease. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what Sanofi is going to respond. And this is a drug that Sanofi spent over, like, what, 20 years and 1.5 billion euros to develop. So it's a big story for them. And analysts have previously slashed Sanofi's sales estimates in the wake of this controversy. Sanofi was trading in Paris at 0.13% lower at 74.57 euros.
Sean, thanks very much for that update.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.